O Holy Spirit, cause our hearts to be receptive to your word. Amen. I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to think of someone who has this characteristic. Kind. Have you thought of somebody? Somebody that you would describe as being kind. And my next question would be, do you think that anybody thought of you? Are you a kind person? We go back to the text that I used in my last chapel. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Colossians 3:12. Now, in one dictionary, the English word kind is defined as deliberately doing good to others. The Greek word for kind is a little more difficult to pin down. However, it seems to refer to being useful to others. Then it developed into the thought of doing what is best for the other person, of being kind. So a kind person is one who is always responding to the needs of others. Kindness is spoken of in Scripture as a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. George H.W. Bush, who is being buried today, called upon us to be a kinder, gentler nation. However, kindness does not come naturally. The old Adam is constantly suggesting to us, now just wait a minute. Don't be too quick. If you try to help that student, how's it going to affect you? What's the impact going to be? So you see, the natural thing is to place ourselves first. To be kind to me. And then as long as it doesn't interfere with my own needs, I might do something kind for somebody else. After all, it makes me feel good to do that. Whoops, now we're right back to me. It makes me feel good. It's all about satisfying my needs. If it doesn't make me feel good, then what do? That's probably what the priest and the Levite thought. If I touch that bloody man, I'm going to become unclean. Or else they regard it as an inconvenience. To do kind things is one thing. To be kind is another. Doing kind things is a matter of the hand. Being kind is a matter of the heart. A person who is kind is always placing the needs of others above his own. He doesn't stop to consider, how is this going to affect me if I do something for this person? Behold the kindness of God. But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The kindness of God moved him to be kind to us, moved him to respond to our needs, regardless of the personal cost to himself. He could have said, I created you. I put you into a world filled with good and wonderful things, but you responded by rebelling against me. You were not satisfied with what I gave you, you wanted more. Well, you got yourself into this mess. Don't expect me to help get you out. But help us, he did. And without regard to the suffering and shame that it brought upon himself, that is, brought upon his son. He saved us through Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And then the kindness of God went the next step by zeroing in on you as an individual. He took the redemption that Christ Jesus had won, and he brought it directly to you and personally to you. He did this, as that passage said, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly. So sometime, why don't you ask your parents to show you your baptismal certificate? Hopefully they can find it. And as you look at it, think about the kindness of God. That kindness that would cause him to take such a individual and personal interest in you, that through baptism he would come to you. And in that moment, he wasn't coming to anybody else, just you, and saved you. It cost Jesus everything to accomplish this. It cost him his life. But that's the nature of kindness. It does not ask, what am I going to get out of this? But rather, what does that person need? What is that person going to get out of it? So pray to God, pray to the Spirit for a kindly heart. And then you will be a useful student here at ILC, a useful neighbor at home, useful to God, useful to your fellow man. And even so, we will pray now. Well, Holy Spirit, grant us the fruit of kindness, so that just as you are kind to us, so we will always be kind to others, regardless of the cost to ourselves. Grant this for the sake of Jesus, our kind, wise, heavenly friend. Amen. And we conclude with hymn 235, verse 7.